And Liberty listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Old Man Show, the old cop Jack McLam's program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. You know, today was a good day for me up here. I missed my bride, who's still down in Indiana, but I talked to her today. That made me feel real good. But anyway, it was a good day here. We're trying to get the next Aiden Abet Police newsletter out. It's going to be on the sheriff's duties, responsibilities, and jurisdiction, so I hope all of you will get copies and give it to your local sheriff. 3,500 sheriffs around the country, something like that. We need help getting that out. But so we were having a meeting today, but I did get to hear that Robbie Noel was in the building talking about a special deal he has on gold. And it made me think, folks, that we haven't talked about this before on my program, but we have talked about our police and military program called PREP. And that's what we should be doing simultaneously to be effective in the days ahead, both for ourselves, our country, and our family. Remember, the first P is for prayer. Pray that God will give you wisdom and discernment and knowledge and so forth. And also success in the things you're trying to do to follow the laws of God and help us restore our constitutional republic, those kind of prayers. And the second one is resistance. We talked about that. The next is educate yourself and others as fast as you can. Awaken them and educate them. Get them on board. And the next is to prepare. Prepare as if you're going to lose it. Prepare now, right now, as if we're going to lose this battle. Work, work, work like we're going to win. Every day, work like we're going to win this thing. But at the same time, we need to prepare like we're going to lose. And one of the most important things you can do, well, they're all important. Every single thing necessary to prepare to live through some really tough days ahead in case we have to go into those days, is you have to have a way to barter. You have to way to be able to buy and sell without taking the mark. Okay, and that brings us right a good segue into Robbie Noel. And on the other side of the break, we're going to ask our dear brother to come on and tell us about how he can help us prepare to be able to barter and buy and sell without the mark in the days ahead.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Dano Cafe? Dano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Dano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Okay, folks, thanks for tuning in tonight. We're going to be talking to Robbie Noel now. Robbie's been a buddy for many, many years, and I've admired him for years because the brother has done so much for this country. He's a South African I think that's where he's born from my years ago of meeting him and talking to him. But he loves this nation, and he's done so much for so many people, educating us and also in the area of providing us with some very important things we need in our sock, in our hiding places that we may very well need in the days ahead. I hope we win this thing and we can go spend our gold and silver and just have a ball with it. But if that's not the case, we need Robbie Noel. And Robbie, are you there, brother?
How are you doing, my friend?
Hey, it's good to have you around, and thanks for coming on tonight in just a short notice.
I appreciate
that. Give us a little bit of what we need to hear tonight, and I understand that you've got a special deal, too, cooking for people out there. Is that right?
Well, it's a Uruguay coin, and the reason why it is, in my opinion, a great buy is simply you getting more gold for your dollar, as opposed to just a regular bullion coin. It was a unique coin in that it's official legal tender. It's a 5-peso coin.
Yeah.
It contains just a little over a quarter ounce of pure gold, 0.2501. And the coin was only minted in 1 year, 1930, just after the the obvious collapse in 1929. And based on today's gold price, which was $427, if you were just to melt the coin down, just for its gold content value alone, you'd have $107 worth of gold.
I see.
But because this is a coin that's brilliant uncirculated, and the fact that it's a numismatic coin, there is a premium that the wholesalers charge for the coin. And their charge, and because we tell people exactly what the coin costs us and how much we make on the coin, just so that they understand the value.
I see. Well, that's a great idea to do that. I don't know any other gold dealers that will tell you what they paid for it.
Well, we're a little different, Jack.
That's true.
The wholesale cost on this coin is $120. We sell it for $5 over that for $125. And it's a small fractional coin. The equivalent U.S. Bullion Eagle coin right now today is running at $123. So you're only paying $2 over, and you're dealing with a 75-year-old coin. It has numismatic value in case some folks out there are concerned about gold confiscation.
Yeah.
And it's a small denominational piece, which makes it obviously very attractive for people who are looking for a smaller gold coin in order to barter in exchange for.
Very good idea. Very, very important, too.
And if you look at the recent statements that were made earlier this week, actually on Thursday, there was a big conference in New York City where all the leading CEOs of major mining companies from around the world, the head of Newmont Mining predicted we will see $525 gold within 6 months. And
oh,
so,
my goodness.
And so based on where gold is today at 427, if you're looking at 525 gold, that relates to a 20% return in 6 months.
That would be fantastic, yes.
So not only is it is a great store of value, but it will definitely do a lot better for you than Federal Reserve notes sitting in a bank account, earning 1 or 2%.
Yes.
I mean, even a 12-month CD is not even going to keep up with the rate of inflation. You know, 5-year CD, I think, is only paying 3.5%. So, yeah, you got an opportunity not only to acquire a unique coin, but obviously as well you also have the ability to, and hopefully it doesn't happen, but it. I hate to say this, Jack, everything that I've studied and read about what is going to transpire with the dollar, you know, predictions of $1,000, $2,000 gold are not out of the realms of possibility.
If this thing goes in the dumper, brother, and I don't know how it will not, you're right. I mean, the sky's the limit on where gold and silver could go, yes.
Well, it's the inherent unintended consequences of various policies that have been instituted. And the unintended consequences of the Patriot Act and the desire by the administration to thwart terrorism, whatever that may be, they have put huge restrictions and great government bureaucracies in place that are forcing financial institutions to become the eyes and ears of the government. And so, subsequently, what you're finding is foreign businesses are very reluctant to do business in America. They would rather fly to Mexico to have business meetings than go through the indignation of going through the airport or having their finances scrutinized by the Bank Secrecy Act.
True. We're not the only people in the world that likes financial privacy. So you're right. If they can get it by not dealing through America, then they're going to get it.
And ultimately, what does that mean? Well, it means that foreign investment, which the U.S. relies on foreign investment in order to finance these huge burdening deficits that we have, those foreign investment dollars are not making their way to the United States. And so that creates a dilemma, which is the reason why you get, obviously statements by Alan Greenspan talking about increasing interest rates in order, well, he says, to fight off inflation.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But in reality, what it is, raising interest rates, he is hoping makes the dollar more attractive to foreign investors. But even at these paltry interest rates that they're offering. Foreign investors don't see the United States as a safe haven it once was before the Patriot Act.
Well, it's insane to look at America and look at our deficit and look at what's happening, and I can't imagine anyone believing America is a safe haven. So yes.
Well, it's a safe. Well, let me back up here. It's a safe haven in that every presidential year when the presidency changes hands, because there's no rioting in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
People view America as a safe haven.
Well, financially, though, I tell you, this thing is coming down, brother, and we pray every day that somehow we'll get control of it again, but that's in the Lord's hands. But one thing I know for sure, Robbie, we as God's people out here have to prepare, and we have to get our family ready. And one thing is, financially, you have to have yourself financially ready, too. And, boy, I'm having a lot of trouble with that right now, and I know many people are, but you still have to make the effort. And even as I used to do, wish I could do it right now, but we have some family problems, but I'm going to get back into it, and that is buy a little bit each month.
Oh, certainly.
You know, buy something each month, even if it's not a lot, and put it away.
So for savings.
Yes.
And there's no question. What people don't see with their dollars is they don't see the loss of purchasing power.
Because they don't see that.
Yeah, because it's something you don't see. I mean, if you had $10,000 in a savings account last year, you look at your savings account this year, there's $10,000.
Right.
But what you don't realize is that a year ago, you could have bought stuff that today, if you buy the same stuff, it's going to cost you $12,000.
That's right.
So you don't when you're looking at digits, you don't see the loss of purchasing power.
That's correct.
And is in large part the reason why we use an example on the commercials that folks hear on Republic about buying a house in 1975. You could have bought a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins.
Uh-huh.
Well, today you can still buy that same house with 1,000 gold coins, even though the house is valued at $400,000.
Still do it. That's right.
So,
yeah.
You know, gold has proved its mettle.
Yeah. But, Robbie, how do we get a hold of this now? That sounds like a super good deal. And so tell us how to get a hold of this.
Hey, give me a call here at Republic Broadcasting, 800-691-7898. Or if you want to just go through, if you go through and you got RBN's number, the 800-724-2719, I'm at extension 117.
Okay, now do that again slower because I can't even write that fast. Go ahead again.
The direct number to me is 800-691-7898.
Okay.
Or if you've got RBN's number, which is 800-724-2719, just punch in extension 117.
117. Okay. Well, brother, you're doing a lot of good, and
thanks,
you always
sir.
Have. And I'm happy you're here and not down there in South Africa, brother. Yeah. Aren't I correct? That's where you're from.
Geographically, you're correct, but it was further north in a little country called Rhodesia.
Rhodesia. Okay.
Now called Zimbabwe.
Oh yeah.
But then again, Jack, that was we first met up in your old stomping ground at Phoenix.
In Phoenix, that's right. Yeah. I think you're right. It was a shortwave place, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it sure was. I remember those days.
In the early days.
In the early days.
And we're still
sure
fighting.
Was.
We're still fighting the same fight, brother.
We sure are. Yeah, talk radio for the good guys out there. You know, yeah. Was just getting started then, wasn't it, Robbie?
Sure.
Getting started.
And it was the poor man's internet.
Sure was. Yeah,
and I've been following everything that you've been doing and really appreciate it.
Well, thanks, you, brother. Well, you know, that's the thing. Everybody listening to us today needs to join us and do something every day. And one is, Robbie, they need to get prepared to make it through any situation that might occur. So thanks for being on with us, Robbie.
Thank you, brother.
Lord bless you. Take care.
You too.
Bye now. Okay, folks, we'll be back after the break and get into some important issues. Not as important, of course, as Robbie Noel, but what the heck. We'll get into it anyway. Be right back.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring Them Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Okay, folks, we're back here on the Officer Jack McGlam program, and I want to say something about the one of the commercials here we just had. Christine, we love you, my dear, and your husband Bill too, down there in Texas. Us cops and soldiers really like our Bring Them Home ribbons, our metallic magnetic ribbons. I'll tell you, I've got them on my vehicles here, and others up here do. We need to, every day, be sending a message to people, folks, and I'm just thrilled to hear Christine on there. What a great job she did at putting this ribbon together, and all of us cops and soldiers want to thank her. Everybody needs to wear that Bring Them Home ribbon on their vehicles. As we put in the last newsletter here, here's what we wrote in the last police and military newsletter. Place ribbons on your Abrams tank, your Apache Cobra helicopters, tin can Hummers, nuke subs, scuba tanks, killer WMD, DU bombs and projectiles, patrol vehicles, fire trucks, cars, trucks, cycles, RVs, etc., etc. Be creative. It says here, we cops and soldiers at Aid and Abet have found that they look pretty impressive on our 50 caliber Barrett varmint rifles. It's indeed, or let's indeed bring them home. And so I just want to say I'm happy to hear Christine on there, and I hope all of you will get these metallic ribbons, because we need to be sending a message all the time. And you can do it sometimes without speaking. When you drive around, people see that Bring Them Home ribbon, and I tell you, folks, they'll ask you questions about it too. many times and say, where'd you get that ribbon, or what's this all about? And you have a moment to talk to them, or tell them about Republic Broadcasting Network to tune in, you know, hand them a tape or anything. So, yeah, I'm pleased to hear Christine on Republic Broadcasting Network. And that's what I mean, folks. Be creative, and we can send a message all the time in many, many ways. Just like our brothers and sisters that carry our Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter in their cars and trucks. And every time they see a patrol vehicle out there that's parked someplace, by the way, don't ever look at donut shops for police cars. Cops don't go to donut shops. That's a communist lie. But anyway, you'll see them other places, and you get out of your vehicle and put an Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter under the windshield wiper blade and scurry off. And when that soldier or cop gets there and looks at it, they really are shocked enough to ask their partner, hey, partner, look at this. You know, what do you think? And then they pass it on and on and on. So be creative and do something every day. And one thing I would say that we're doing that's effective is put on those Bring 'Em Home ribbons, because, folks, we got to bring them home. We're in some of our guys now are saying it's 140 nations now. I don't doubt it. Just a couple of years ago, it was 130 nations. But we're in deep trouble. Also, I want to tell you, we want you to go to our website, our program for bringing them home and turning off the war spigot out there that's leaking blood, American blood, and other foreign sovereign people in their nation's blood. And that is, go to our website, patriotpoliticiansleadwars.org. Patriot Politicians, and this is all plural, Patriot Politicians with an S, Lead Wars, and that's wars with an S, .org. And join us. Print out the flyers there and join us at getting the draft stopped before it even gets started here. And turn off these wars that the international crime cabals have planned for our soldiers in the months ahead. A lot of wars coming up against other sovereign nations that haven't done anything to America. So anyway, with that said, I want to say how great it is living up here in Idaho County, Idaho. I'll tell you, it's just fantastic. Not only is it one of the most beautiful places on the face of the earth, but how many of you see this when you go to the grocery store in your community? Clearwater Women's Outdoor Clinic, June 24, 25, and 26, teaching women about hunting, fishing, shooting, and other outdoor activities. I mean, and here there's picture after picture. It's a flyer, and I'm just tickled by it because we have flyers of all these ladies sitting here with their rifles and their bows behind some dead animals out there. They've been out fishing. Oh, they're big, big fish, too, holding huge fishes. Looking at the schedule here, Friday, June 24th, there's survival training, practical pack, how to pack your pack, overnight survival, all kinds of things, clothing, layering systems, tells you about what clothes you should wear and how to layer them. And then they have rifle, shotgun, archery, muzzle-loading rifles that they teach the women. And let me tell you, what I found out up here is some of the women can teach the men. Some of these women are bad out there with guns, I'll tell you. We got a picture of a lady here with a ram. A bighorn ram that she killed. Another one here is a big moose with a bow. She has a bow. Another one, a huge cougar. I look over here, and there's a milk cow that one of them killed. And then another one, a big bull elk. I'm just kidding about the milk cow. I'm sorry. Just taking a little shot at the women there. And another one's holding a great big fish about 3 foot long. Be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program. And we'll get on with some news here and information. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our product or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Clinic for women here. It's really very, very laid out. They're going to be learning map and compass readings, how not to get lost out there, tracking, fly fishing, steelhead fishing, and my goodness, on and on and on. Isn't that fantastic? Now, you women that live in the big city, you're really missing a lot. You ought to live out here in the wilds of Idaho County, Idaho, and other places where it's really people close to the earth. I want to tell you too, folks, that the next regular newsletter we're putting out, not this one that's going to be on the sheriff's duties, responsibilities, and the jurisdiction that we're putting out, but the next one we're going to have under our title here, Women with Guts and Guns, and my bride Angela's in this latest newsletter we put out there with her TA-50 gear on, in her boots and camo outfit and her M16. And it looks really good. Looks really good. But Christine's going to be in there. Yeah. Bring them home, a magnetic ribbon gal. And let me tell you, I've got a picture of her holding two weapons, and you got to see it. I mean, you got to see this picture that we're putting in the next Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter. I told her, I said, you better get some posters and calendars made out of this one because the guys are going to want your picture. So, Christine, if you're listening today, remember, get those posters ready, because I think you're going to get orders, not just for your magnetic ribbons, bring them home ribbons, but for being a poster child for some of these crazy cops and soldiers out here. All right, folks, something that's eating on me a little bit here, I want to share with you because it probably grates on you too, and a dear brother of ours up here just brought it up again in the last week here, is treaties superseding the U.S. Constitution. Do you believe that? Well, you shouldn't believe that because it's not true. Treaties do not supersede the Constitution of the United States. Congress and the Senate cannot pass treaties. The president can't pass treaties because the Constitution came before the president and came before the Senate and the House. But there's many other reasons. Number one, the U.S. Supreme Court has held over and over and over again that treaties are not superseded by the Constitution, or treaties do not supersede the U.S. Constitution. Now, you cops and listening out there and soldiers listening, listen up, because this is very important, very important. They're lying to us once again. That's what government does. When they talked about not too long ago it was Helen Chenoweth that put forward, what do you call that, brought up the Brecker Amendment again from 1952. There's a Senator John Brecker from Ohio that felt that we had to put in the Constitution, we had to pass law, the Brecker Amendment to the Constitution, that would make sure that the Constitution was not overshadowed by executive orders, public laws that the president signs, and the treaties. And of course, Brecker was wrong. Senator John Brecker is a part of the problem, because you don't need to do that. The Constitution, and we have court after court after court decision by the Supreme Court showing why the treaties cannot supersede the U.S. Constitution. I want to share some of this with you here. And I want to thank Tom Simmons, who is head of Watchmen on the Wall, for sending this to me and giving me his reply. And we've checked it out here at our police and military associations. And he's right. He's right that he took on a well-meaning young man named David Howard, who wrote up a very good article, really, about the Constitution and treaties. And Tom read it and realized, of course, what we know here at our Police and Military Association, that David Howard was wrong, that we don't need the Brecker Amendment that Helen Chenoweth brought up and tried to get passed again. It fails every time. But when you really understand how this works, and I'm going to share it with you right now by reading an article that I wrote myself probably 15 years ago for Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, when our police officers and soldiers kept telling us, Jack, we got to do this, we got to do it because it's a treaty. It supersedes our oath that we took to defend the Constitution and everything. And so 15 years ago, 12 years ago, something like that, we took a section of Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and we went about proving that treaties do not supersede the Constitution. And here's what I said then. And Tom Simmons basically, he expanded on it with more cases here than what we had in our newsletter to our police and soldiers. But here's what it said. The following qualifies as one of the biggest lies the globalists continue to push upon the American people. That lie is treaties supersede the U.S. Constitution. The second follow-up lie is this one. A treaty once passed cannot be set aside. Lies, lies, lies. Here are the clear, irrefutable facts. The U.S. Supreme Court has made it very clear that, number one, treaties do not override the U.S. Constitution. Number two, treaties cannot amend the Constitution. And last, three, a treaty can be nullified by a statute passed before the signing of any treaty. Check out these decisions and help counter the lies. This Supreme Court, now this is from Reed versus Covert, October 1956. U.S. Supreme Court case. And here's what the Reed Court said. It said, this court, the Supreme Court, has regularly and uniformly recognized the supremacy of the Constitution over a treaty. Pretty straightforward, isn't it, folks? Our courts today are trying to make us believe this isn't true, because the courts are an enemy of the people. But anyway, it goes on. This case, particular case, involved the question, does the NATO Status of Forces Agreement, a treaty, supersede the U.S. Constitution? The Reed Court held, and that's the Supreme Court again, remember, folks, held in their opinion that, and I quote to you, no agreement with a foreign nation can confer power on the Congress and any other branch of government which is free from the constraints of the Constitution. Article 6, the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution, declares this: the Constitution and the laws of the states which shall be made in pursuant thereof, and all the treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land. There is nothing in this language, folks, which intimates that treaties and laws enacted pursuant to them do not have to comply with the precision or the provisions, that is, of the Constitution itself. Nor is there anything in the debates which accompanied the drafting and ratification of the Constitution which even suggests such a result. It would be manifestly contrary to the objectives of those who created the Constitution, as well as those who are responsible for the Bill of Rights, let alone alien to our entire constitutional history and traditions, to construe that Article 6 as permitting the United States to exercise power under an international agreement without observing constitutional prohibitions. In effect, such construction would permit amendment of that document in a manner not sanctioned by Article 5 of the Constitution. The prohibitions of the Constitution were designed to apply to all branches of the national government, and they cannot be nullified by the executive, which means the president, or by the executive and the Senate combined. Now, that's right from the Reed Court, U.S. Supreme Court case of Reed versus Covert. Now, it goes on here, but I want to share with you, I mean, that's really strong, but let me give you a little more here just to be sure you get the point. The Reed Court continues with its opinion. Listen to this, folks. This court has also repeatedly taken the position that an act of Congress which must comply with the Constitution is on full parity with a treaty, and that when a statute which is subsequent in time is inconsistent with the treaty, the statute to the full extent of conflict renders the treaty null, okay? So you can pass an act of Congress that will nullify a treaty. It goes on to say it would be completely analogous to say that a treaty needs to comply. To say that a treaty need not comply with the Constitution when such an agreement can be overridden by a statute and must conform to that instrument. So, folks, the U.S. Supreme Court could not have made it more clear. Treaties do not override the Constitution and cannot in any fashion amend it. Case closed. Well, not closed, because Tom has given us other cases here which we didn't put in our newsletter. We've read them before. Whitney versus Robinson, okay, 1888 case. Now, Reed versus Covert was 1957. Whitney versus Robinson was 1888, folks. And Eady versus Robinson, 1884. And Tom did a good job, and we want to thank you, Tom. This brought it up to me again, and thought we ought to go over that, folks. And if I think, folks, I'll check, but I think this newsletter, it was special edition number 12. Keep that in mind, special edition number 12. On the front page is me in a police uniform, Officer Rick Dalton in a police uniform, National Guardsman Fred Willoughby in his National Guard uniform. And I think we still have some of these available. So you could write into Aid and Abet and get special edition number 12, we can get those out to you. So we got a caller on the line that is a great patriot. He's been in the fight a long time, and I'm happy he called in tonight. Grandpa John, are you on the line?
Right here, Jack.
Good to have you here, brother. How are you tonight?
Oh, doing real well.
Hey, you're here in our neck of the woods, man, and I'm sure happy you're here, because I'll tell you, Grandpa John knows how to sort tigers, boy. He's been in the battle a long time. Welcome to the show, John.
Yeah, well, thanks, Jack. The big deal, we got so many battles to fight. You don't know which one to do first.
You got that right.
You know, everything's getting screwed up. You know, just like government. Everybody goes to the government. They want something. Well, government can only do one thing, and that's the limit. They can't give us anything more than the Constitution has already given us.
That's true. They don't have the power.
That's right. There is no power.
Yep.
And then they get these crazy treaties in here and executive orders. It just muddles the thing.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You know, I believe, Jack, that these little micro radios and talk shows are going to save our country.
Well, I'll tell you, they're sure working hard to do it, and I hope we got listeners out there that are really thinking seriously about it, and Grandpa John, that they're going to set up these micro-broadcasting systems, because they're sure changing the face of America right now, are they not?
That's for sure. I was in Lewiston the other day, and a guy walked up to me and said, "Hi, Grandpa John, heard you on the radio. How can we get something like that set up down here?"
In Lewiston, huh?
Right.
All right. That's good, because Lewiston is 60 miles away from us here, and it's, we blast into Washington State and Oregon right there, probably.
Oh, yeah, I had to really do one.
Yeah.
We really need one at Orofino also.
True.
Because I can, going down the roller skate every week, I listen to this program all the time until I get just past Orofino and it finally fades out.
I know it. Yeah,
and
it makes me mad, because when I drive to Lewiston, I wish I could listen to it all the way. But, yeah, if there's anybody in Orofino picking us up, or you know somebody, Grandpa John, let's get to them and see if we can't set up some rebroadcasters in those other areas.
Jack, something that you might make a program on is how to do this thing.
Okay.
How to get all the people. I talk to them all the time.
Uh-huh.
And we used to have a show here, Open Line, from Grangeville and Orofino.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it was combined with, it was owned in Lewiston. But they finally put them both together for our Open Line show, and we won the battle getting out the building permit system of Idaho County. Mostly, I give most of the credit to the Open Line programs. It's real.
That's
real
been neat. A couple years ago, hasn't it?
Yeah, I keep saying 30 or 40, but it's a long time there.
It's been a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, brother, you're right. Using mass communications, I keep telling people that God is in his heaven, and it was one time, and still this goes on in the churches across America, they collect a donation up for sending a missionary out to Lower Slavovia or someplace around the world to talk to 10, 20 people, maybe 100 people. And my goodness gracious, brother, today you can take up a collection and get a micro-broadcasting set up for, $1,000, $1,200. And you can use mass communications to spread the word of God and the truth out across communities now. And I'll tell you, the way America's coming down, there isn't a place on earth, I think, that needs more education and information about God's word and our constitutional system and how we're losing it than America today.
It's more serious than anybody thinks of. You know, as long as you got a check coming in the mail, Social Security, you're going to have one day.
Uh-huh.
It just kind of blanks them out. They say, "I don't dare rock the vote." They don't get enough money in Social Security, but it's better than nothing.
Guess who's rocking the boat, though? The boat is going to get rocked. Matter of fact, it's going to get holes in it, and they're going to sink.
I see water running over the top of it right now.
That's right, brother. They don't want the boat rocked. They better think twice about not getting educated and educating others, because that boat's going down.
That's true. And one of the worst thing that I can think of right now is these damn wars.
Right.
You know, I can't stress that enough. I'll tell you. When I was young enough, I always figured, well, I'm going to be drafted and I'd go and fight for our country. Mm. But as I got older, I figured out we should never have been there in the first place.
That's right. I learned that from the Vietnam War, and the Korean vets learned that from the Korean War, and on, brother. And that's the same thing my wife learned over there in the first Gulf War. And soldiers are learning that right now. I mentioned on the air the other night, I got another call from a soldier that's presently being sent to, they want to send him to Iraq, and he's fighting, and he's not going to go. So praise the Lord, more people are waking up, Grandpa John.
That's what we got to do, and let's hope that they can get home and not do this again.
Right, you got it. Lord bless you, John. Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye now. Okay, folks, we'll be back after this important break, and we'll wrap up the show. Thank you.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Kenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Kenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Okay, folks, before we go to our last caller, we want to thank our police and military associations here. We want to thank the Connecticut Senate for approving legislation, 100% vote to study the health effects of toxic weapons components known as depleted uranium and establish a health registry for veterans and military personnel returning from those lands where DU has been used by our military. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Senate there in Connecticut. Thank them when they're right and jump on them when they're wrong. Let's go to Jack in Wisconsin. Jack, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hey, Jack, how you doing?
I'm doing well, brother. Good to have you on.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be here. I have a question. You were talking about Supreme Court cases earlier.
Yes.
And I live on a lake in Wisconsin, and the DNR is constantly harassing us.
Uh-huh.
And the Supreme Court ruled that it's up to the citizen to find out what the jurisdiction, you know, like if I get pulled over by the DNR, I can ask them where their jurisdiction comes from, and they have to prove it in order to enforce any laws on me.
I like that, yes.
And, well, my question was, is do I have to have, like, a case like Miller versus Reed or whatever to get that kind of information out of them?
Well, if you have the court case, you say a court just decided that they have to do that?
Oh, no. That was some time ago that the Supreme Court ruled that it's up to the citizen to find out where the officers get their jurisdiction from.
Oh, I see what you mean.
And they have to prove their jurisdiction, and if they can't, then I guess they really can't do anything to you.
Well, that's the case you want, and I would keep that. Man, if I had a case like that, I'd put it in my glove compartment when they say, show me a driver's license, registration, and proof of insurance or something. I'd keep one in my wallet, too, I think, and just lay it on them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if you knew anything about that, but I should get the case and the number and all that, and then...
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and get the brief, you know, the little brief statement they said, just like you told us on the air.
Well, I heard that on the John Stadtmeyer show yesterday,
yeah.
I believe it was, or the day before.
Well, that's the one you want, and I'm so happy to hear that happen. I'm a little shocked, matter of fact, but, man, that's a great case. Get that and circle the parts or use a magic marker, one of those yellow ones, to mark the parts you want them to see.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be very interesting. If you get stopped or anything, let us know how that turned out, because now they're fighting the court, not you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, thank you. I love your show, and God bless you, and keep up the good work.
Well, Jack, thank you so much. You take care and keep up the fight. Appreciate you being there.
All righty.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care now. Who is it? Well, James in Texas. James, welcome to the program. I see we just have about 20 seconds here, James.
That's fine. That's all I need to say. Thank you, Jack, so much for telling us about the treaties are alive as far as going against the Constitution, because I've always been under the impression, I don't know where I heard it from, but I've always been under the impression that the reason that we have all the problems we have with socialism and the wars is because of treaties. It's so liberating to know that. Thank you so much,
yeah,
Jack.
Listen, have a great weekend.
I don't know why the other talk show people aren't talking at
reality
radio.
Talk that up. Hey, thank you so much for calling in, brother. And listen, have a great weekend out there, everybody. And also, I need to give out our number and address to where you can order that newsletter, special issue number 12, and keep it and share it with everybody you know. Well, God bless all of you out there. Have a great weekend. And don't forget, this old cop truly, truly loves you, America. I truly do. Good night.
Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.